Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samach Ches. We're learning Simen Ches, which deals with the concept of Matzah. The Mitzvah, Amar La Gemara, a person should do the whole process of the Mitzvah. As we left off, there's no Gemara which says this as a halachic concept. That we said the Gemara talks about it from a Gadic perspective. But the Gra does bring a source in a Gemara for this concept. In Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, the Ramah says that the minig is the person who davens slichas for the Yamid should be mispalo kol hayom. He should continue in daven the shachris and mincha as well. So the Magen Avraham says that the reason why that's true is because the matzal b'mitzvah armen l'gemora. The reason behind this kolboy is this swara. The Gra then says, he gives a maramokim. He points out that there's a Gemara in Brachos, a Mem Gimel, which seems to support this concept. He says the Gemara there says that a person says the Brachos are Yayin, they would get Yayin during the meal. So one person would make the Bracha on the Yayin and be mutzi the other people. During the meal itself, each person would make their own bracha because we don't want somebody mochi because he'd be answering Amen. He might be in the middle of eating and answer Amen. And the choke, but towards the end of the meal, where people are finished eating, so one person says the bracha nyayin, he's mochi everybody else. So then it says that that same person who was the one who said the bracha on the nyayin, that same person should also make the bracha. They would take sometimes some types of a herb, an incense, and they would light it, and it would give a nice smell to the house. The Morse says that the Maskel, since he started by saying the bracha, he mutzi everybody else with the bracha of the yayin, he should also be the one who's mutzi the people with the bracha on the incest, the berei mine besamim, or atzei besamim, or whatever it would be. So you see that the maskel b'mitzvah is erman l'gemara. So the Gra gives a maramakim over here to this halacha in the Chos Rosh Hashanah, that the person who says slichas during the week before Rosh Hashanah, in the early morning, he should continue davening for the rest of the day. So, Maslow and Tzarmel and Gemor. So, it'll be a source for this concept. It's also an application where you find the halacha of Maslow and Tzarmel and Gemor, the case of davening slichas. Another example, it says that the person who blows the shofar Tkiyas the Meyushev should also blow the Tkiyas the Me'umad. The first set of Tkiyas is known as Tkiyas the Meyushev, which is blown before Shemoneh Esrei. And the next set of Tkiyas is known as Tkiyas the Me'umad, the ones which are blown in conjunction with the Tfilah of Shemoneh Esrei of the Amidah. So that's Maslow Mitzvah Amar La Gemara. So that's another example of this concept where you apply it. They bring down that the Prime Bisker, when he would receive a Sefer Torah for a Kafa, he would hold on to the Sefer Torah for the full HaKafa, because the Maskel of a Mitzvah Armin Legomor, a person should not stop in the middle of a Mitzvah. We tend to not do that, and we also make sure that we seem to allow having different Bali Tekiah. So there's Sefer in the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, he says in a case where mitzchila they only committed to give this person the kiyas to Meyushev, and they already were mechabit somebody else for the kiyas to Me'umad, so he's no inyan being gomer. He only was given part, and that was his whole part. If he should do more, so he should not stop in the middle. If all he was given was this part, that's what was given to him. That's his full mitzvah. He did the full mitzvah already. So similar by the case of hakafa, if the das is to give people the hakafa for a part of the hakafa, and then take it and give it to somebody else, so that's not a problem. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that a person starts learning a masechta, you should learn the whole masechta, hamaskel b'mitzvah, armin l'gemor. So that's interesting application, which I saw now while preparing for this year, that you would apply the idea of the whole masechta in some ways like one mitzvah, learn it, and you should not stop in the middle. There are some gemaras which seem to indicate that it's okay if mitzad the people which are arranging it to set up the chatzilah to give it to multiple people. The Mishnah says in Yuma that Mishnah himself has told me that different kahanim would be responsible for being makar of different parts of the korban tamid, even though one person really could be makar of the whole thing. There would be kahanim which would take those parts and put them on the ramp of the mizbeach and go say Shema. And then, according to one opinion of the Gemara, other kahanim would then take it up. More kahanim involved, the better. Why do you say maskel mitzvah on the Gemara? So we see this idea of the chachila, all that the person was given was that amount, that would not go into the din of a maskel mitzvah. I remember the Gemara. Have a good day.